Well, let's go to the United States now, and the Republican presidential candidate for the US presidency, Donald Trump, addressed a packed venue in downtown Atlanta last night with thousands of people attending, more outside, also waiting in the heat in support, but also in protest at his attendance there. During the rally, he launched a series of personal attacks on his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris. We'll speak with journalist Hannah McCarthy, who was at the rally, in a moment. But first, let's hear some of what former President Trump had to say.
And she happens to be really a low IQ individual. She really does. She has a very low IQ. We don't need a low IQ. President Xi of China said, oh, good, we have another one, a low IQ individual. They love dealing with low IQ. They love dealing with low IQ people, and they got them here, I'll tell you. We got them all. She is terrible. She's worse than he. I think she's worse than him. By the way, they really took it away from the guy, right?
That was Donald Trump in Atlanta last night. Journalist Hannah McCarthy was there. Hannah, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. I understand it was hot in Atlanta, Georgia, last night. Perhaps more heat than light from Donald Trump in his speech to the 8,000 attendees there, too.
Yeah, there was just a hugely defiant tone. The people were wearing T-shirts saying, you know, impeached, convicted, shot, still standing. There was women going around with hats, you know, with Diamante saying vote felon. People were being given posters saying no surrender with a mugshot of Trump. And again, they were really hammering home the message. He took a bullet for you, obviously referencing his attempted assassination 3 weeks ago. People were chanting fight, 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 the line he delivered after surviving the assassination attempt. So there was a real energy there. And there was a lot of people who were there for the first time that I spoke with who said, you know, they hadn't come to a rally before, but they were coming along to this one to see Trump in person. And when he was delivering those lines about Kamala, you're in a kind of big sports stadium, and like all around the stadium, they're projecting this line saying, Kamala, weak, failed, dangerously liberal.
Yes. And was the nature of the attacks, was it entirely personal, or did he focus on policy at all?
So the Republicans definitely are trying to touch on economic policy a bit more. J.D. Vance did talk about America first economic policies, tariffs. You know, we need to buy American for America. This is the kind of economic policies that will worry Europe. It will definitely worry the Irish government. At the same time, there's a kind of incoherence in the policies he's suggesting. They talk about bringing down inflation, while most economists would accept that, you know, putting tariffs on foreign goods will increase it. He also talked about, you know, the fact that they're going to, the Republicans will protect your guns, and Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. But then, of course, went on to list a series of shootings in Georgia, you know, saying this was a sign of weakness from the Democrats.
All right. In the coming days, Hannah, the focus will shift to Kamala Harris when she announces her running mate. Briefly, what options is she weighing up?
So there's about five contenders that seem to be shortened down to three at the moment, which is the Minnesota government, Tim Walz, who fashioned the line that the Republicans and Trump is a bit weird. There's Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. He's in a swing state for the Democrats. And then there's Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. That's also a swing state for the Democrats. And again, that's kind of what they're interested in. The kind of view of the VP candidate is more that it needs to not be a liability. For example, John McCain, when he picked Sarah Palin, that was viewed as a liability because it went to his judgment. So basically, they're trying to see that there's no skeletons in the closet that are going to hamper this campaign, which is happening at a very accelerated pace.
All right. Hannah, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's journalist Hannah McCarthy in Atlanta, Georgia, this afternoon.